Thanks, Arizona.
Oh, yay. Meat Puppets live on SNEF number 714 on this first night of September 1988. What a good surprise. God bless Brian Wilson. Who knows if this would have come about had he not been appearing in store this afternoon at Tower Records. You guys got autographs and things. You gave him a Meat Puppets.
Brian, welcome back.
Well, we didn't actually. I couldn't get close enough to him. The good vibrations were too awesome.
I got tongue.
Chris got tongue. I guess Bostrom got a free monkey. Bostrom got a little spider monkey from him.
I got tongue and a little.
They were giving spider monkeys away.
And all the lucky people who were there have now got a new friend living with them, a new roommate. Chris, tell me the story about when you gave him the Meat Puppets T-shirt. Well, Chris is off eating.
Be this DJ.
All right, for those of you who don't know, Brian Wilson led the Family Stone. You all remember Brian and the Family Stone and their big hit Stand.
T-shirt marketing business.
Hey, listen, I don't want to hear any of that insulting stuff about Brian. Let's talk about the Family Stone. Brian Stone was born in Arizona, and we shipped him out here. We had a big problem with it too because, we were pretty cash poor at the time, but that's beside the point. The fact, and the real value behind the whole story is that we have Brian here now. We have all the great hits. The world's a better place. He loves the equipment for us. Brian loves everything. Brian, are you listening? We love you, Brian. Brian, are you out there?
In some way, shape, or form, I'm sure that he is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks a lot. And all the other animals.
That means that Dr. Landy's taped the interview and screening it for him.
All the atoms being crushed by these radio waves, bless you.
Oh, you know what? Before you go away, we got to say happy birthday to your mom. She's going to hear this tape.
Well, my mom, it's not her birthday yet. We would do her a great injustice. Yeah, my mom's birthday is tomorrow. That's right.
By the time she hears this, though, it'll be her birthday. You'll be taking her out for
birthday
dinner.
We wouldn't get her to sit down. I'll say happy birthday to her. Happy birthday, Mom. And to all the mothers of the world, a happy, happy birthday. But, right. That's really right.
Well, I want to say God bless to your mom for making Kirk Kirkwood and Chris Kirkwood happen. She's got to be
amazing. No. It was the other way around.
Well, it may well be. You can never tell about these things. Well, okay, are we into after-dinner snacks, or have we got one more we can do here?
Do you want more?
Of course
I
want more.
Let's jam out, you guys. Let's play all night out.
That's Chris Kirkwood.
We're going to be taking this into the...
Kirk Kirkwood was telling the stories. Derek was dressing and undressing and dressing again. I think I like that middle phase best, Derek.
Whoa, Derek. Looking good. Derek, looking good.
Meat Puppets, live on SNEF. Surprise performance. I went and corralled him. Said, come with me, boys. Come with me, little boys. I take you to my studio. On KCRW could this happen.
We were having lunch with Mick and David, and Lou showed up.
And then Deirdre comes in and grabs him by the hair.
Hey, you guys, we're going like, God, at least you could wait till after the sushi.
I didn't recognize him. I didn't recognize him, Chris.
Well, I realized that all others pale in the light of my...
You were all I was interested in. You do a nice moon, Chris.
Blue moon.
It's almost like a smell kind of blending over into a sight with Chris.
Snappy. Snappy.
Who?
I think we're going to do the rhythm and blues number. Remember the one with the, where I sing five, there's, where I petition the Almighty for three more planets, that one.
Oh, Lord, bring us another three, you mean?
Automatic Mojo, remember?